We're back on the pod.
I gotta tell you, I'm gonna speak for
USA.
You.
USA.
I'm gonna speak for you. Eden's here. Brandon's not here, but I'm gonna speak for him. Mm-hmm. Touring is fun. Not touring
is funner.
I gotta tell you, the other night, first night I get back from Australia, right? And I'm like, oh, I've missed marijuana, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just fun to have a little weed and go to bed.
And
right?
Edibles too. Can't get them down there.
Yeah, can't get anything. And I don't like to break the law. And I'm not trying to push it with the Australian government.
I know, okay. No, totally.
So I get back here and I find a little joint over there on the table. Mm-hmm. And you know, I get what David, what Brandon calls the Becky Karen weed.
Yes.
Which is low dose white girl weed.
You get CBD and you trip balls.
Girl, if I put Tiger Balm on, yeah, I go to Uranus.
To see
yes. Yeah. So I take the baby little, I love the, and by the way, this is unsponsored, like Drew Martin or something like that, where they are called low dose. And because California is legal, it basically says on the website, this is great if you've never smoked weed or like, and I'm like, perfect.
If you're a 6-year-old girl.
Because tragically, otherwise you just, in other states where it's not legal, every time someone gives you weed,
you never know.
You might as well just take a pill from their medicine cabinet. You have no idea what's about to happen. So then, I find a little the marijuana and I don't think, oh, I think this is just like a Becky Karen thing that I normally do, the Becky Karen. And so I smoke as much as I might normally smoke. And I don't really ever smoke. It's more of an edible situation.
Yeah.
You know, put on a film and I know the climax is going to hit. You know, I want chapter 23 of Moulin Rouge to hit right when.
Yes.
Poof. Yeah. So I smoke a little bit and I'm like sitting out there and I'm like sitting cross-legged on my little terrace in Hollywood feeling like, I think I'm gonna like it here. I feel like a La La Land. I feel like Ryan Gosling in La La Land.
Uh-huh.
And so then, ooh, my heart's racing. I'm used to
you put the blood pressure
indica.
Cup on. Oh,
this was a fierce
sativa.
And it was a fierce and sickening, extremely strong sativa.
Oh no.
And I was here like, ooh, oh, that is strong. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Ooh.
You're hanging from the ceiling.
And then I'm watching TV and my heart is racing and I'm like, huh? Oh, the TV's loud. So then I'm turning down the TV and then it's silent and I'm watching the TV and I'm like, it's still too much. It's still too loud.
It's a little
bright.
There's
no sound.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I did what is not fun about marijuana, which is once in a while you accidentally get too fierce, too fast, too furious.
Yeah.
So then I put on music because I'm like, this is just, you know, too much. Oh, too much music. Any amount is too much. Any amount of TV is too much. The lights are on too much. And I just have to go in there. I go in bed. And I have to do this thing that I don't know if anybody else has done this, but when you have too much marijuana, you tell yourself almost out loud, no one's ever died from marijuana.
Yes, of course. Yeah, of course. Die.
I
of
said,
course.
Talk yourself up. Tomorrow you're going to laugh.
Yeah.
It felt like four hours went by. It was 30 minutes, maybe. Felt like 4 hours.
Yeah.
So then I'm in bed and I wasn't horrible. I wasn't going to call the police, but you know. But
arrest me.
When you have the instinct to call 911, that's when I think it's bad, right? That's too bad. It's bad.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've never had that instinct. And even when I should have.
Yeah. You're calling them saying, you got anything stronger?
Yeah.
Get down here.
You got one of those EpiPens, those adrenaline needles.
I go in there and I decide to research monkeypox. But luckily, my fat fingers typed it incorrectly. I ended up on monkey TikTok watching videos of people who have pet monkeys. It was the cure. I came right down to where I was comfortable.
Oh, wow.
I watched videos of people who, I mean, people have pet monkeys.
Well.
I think that's whoopsh. So crazy.
Whoopsh.
Well, it was that, the face snatch.
The face snatch. They'll snatch your face clean off your head.
The people, hey, my monkey's in the shower. The monkey running circles.
Yes. And oh, yeah, I saw
why
that
is
one.
This desirable?
Yeah.
And also,
what's not? Yeah.
The monkey wears a diaper.
Yeah, well.
You might as well have a child at this point.
Yeah. Just get a kid. Less energetic. Just sleeps all day.
And the only way to get videos of monkey TikTok is to feed them because it's the only way they sit still.
Mm.
So it's just a lot of videos of like a little monkey eating strawberry. Like love monkeys eating.
Yeah.
But monkey ownership, I also think monkeys are, it feels unethical for them to be that smart and be owned as pets.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're our cousins after all.
Close cousins to some of us.
Yeah.
And some of them are bald too.
Yeah. You know, a lot of those primate species are extremely violent.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of primate species are. Yeah. But, and also they just like apes, some chimps in the wild are there. Aggression and violence state at war essentially between between groups of them because they're so social. They
war,
but yeah, like so,
like they have tribes.
Yeah, like so they have like so you know, say like I forget what they're called, but like a group of, you know, when you have like maybe 10,
a clutch, 10,
yeah, a clutch of apes,
a murder.
Well, they'll try to gain like a neighboring group will gain dominance by just beating the shit out of other ones, and it's a, and also within the group to establish dominance, like the alpha. It's really really violent.
Is it a herd?
No, it's not a herd.
It's you know what it is?
It's a gaggle.
It's a content house.
It's a TikTok.
It's a TikTok house
in Borneo.
Yeah, it's a TikTok house in the
jungle of Borneo
in Gambia.
Yeah,
is that a real place?
Gambia, I think so.
Have you? Well, you know, I don't like. I don't go for gorillas.
Okay,
but I love monkeys.
Okay,
gorillas.
Well, monkeys. I think monkeys is an imprecise term, like
tiny little pet monkeys.
Okay,
little, you know, Monkey Bone, the film Monkey Bone, or Dunstan Checks. No, that's an orangutan. Uh-huh. We're talking fun little monkeys on TikTok.
Okay,
giant murderous gorillas.
Did you see Nope?
Absolutely. Nope. How was it?
It was fabulous.
Was it really? David did not live.
He did not live.
David didn't live.
Okay. Well, I think it has one of the spoilers. One of the best opening scenes, probably of maybe one of my top five best opening scenes. The theater was, we got in there. The theater was rowdy. It was like, it was chatty. That the film comes on, the first scene, hush. It was like.
It was Is it better than Ghost Ship?
Oh, I just watched that. And that was fierce.
I can't believe you haven't seen that.
No, I haven't seen it. That was fierce. Those wires got those, they got them together.
And all the people are frozen and that little girl's like, what's wrong? Because I'm short.
Yeah, right.
And then everyone.
Just boopity boppity boop.
And then graphic video of like the girl in the dress crawling towards her own legs.
Yes.
Like, first of all, that could never happen.
Mama, that's not happening.
It's never happening.
Guess what? Your spinal cord is severed. You ain't got no nerves. You know what I mean?
Well, not in the bottom half.
Well.
Also don't crawl. You're not living.
Uh-huh.
Crawl to what?
Crawl to
crawl to
I
what?
I gotta get my legs.
Does anybody have a pack of bandages? No.
Yeah, does anybody have any gauze?
Yeah. Nothing's gonna happen. Yeah. Nothing's gonna happen. So now I'm just, you know, cautionary tale.
Cautionary tale.
Just be careful.
Yeah, sativa. It's a rile you up.
It also made me think, if you are someone who likes sativa,
oh my God,
I'm worried about you.
Well, that was me.
This is not pleasant.
No. Come on, listen. You have a very sensitive nervous system. See, this feeling you describe is something I've been chasing my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I love the, I've done too many drugs. What's going to happen? Like the near death, that kind of thing.
Yes.
I've had that so many times in so many different shades and flavors.
And you, so you're fine. When you were doing weed, it was sativa always? Because you want to be bouncy?
Yeah, I would do it like when I was in my big weed phase, I would do it in the morning and then it, and
wake
in the
and
afternoon.
Bake.
Yeah. But with a cigarette, you know, the breakfast and it, I'm not so sure about weed though. I think like.
This is the song that it's, that it felt like. Okay.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh, that's wired.
But I'm in this pink living room.
Yeah.
Staring up into the space. Spooky.
That's too much.
Like this.
That's
going,
too much.
Dr. Lecter. It was really.
That's
spooky.
Too much at night. Nighttime when you're trying to relax.
Yes. The day I get back. Yes. Yeah, yes. Too. But you know what was nice?
What?
I had Taco Bell when I got home.
Okay.
I didn't see any Taco Bells in Australia. Maybe they do have.
Maybe
they do have them, but I didn't see them. And
there was one. We did pass by one at one point. But
I'm not. It's a game of telephone with Mexican food. I know this is a Mexican. I think we talked about this.
Oh, we did. Okay.
But I'm scared of Australia's interpretation of Taco Bell.
Oh, I think yeah. I'd be scared of anybody's interpretation of anything really, especially that far away. But you know,
it's yeah,
globalization.
Like, you don't go to America for authentic.
What do you go to America for? To get fleeced? But like, what do you go to America for?
Well, here's things that are authentically American.
Okay,
jazz, tap dancing, musical theater, rock and roll. I don't know. There's, I would probably say that
pork chops and applesauce.
Well, have you noticed in other countries when there's an American place, it's always like a 50s Greece diner.
Burger.
Yeah.
Hamburger. That's American, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think they have better burgers here?
The Twist. Is that American?
The Twist.
Chubby Checker.
Well, it's rock music, which is American, right?
Yeah, Chubby Checker, the twist.
But what foods do you come to America for?
I think you come for burger and fries, or pork chops and applesauce, meatloaf. These are American things. Chubby Checker is American.
But when you go to other countries and there's an American restaurant, it's like a 50s diner. I don't know what that is.
Because you got a hamburger and fries, cheeseburger and fries, pork chops and applesauce, and you got your meatloaf.
Have you ever been to Mel's Diner?
Yeah.
I love the ice cream options.
Oh, no, I haven't been. I went to Norm's Diner.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. Got the bigger, better breakfast. Did you? Sat across from two gorgeous gay guys that I kept making Google eyes at. And even one time, I forgot that I was, like, doing it, and I went, like Brandon does. And he just as I started to do it, he saw me, and I looked away in shame. I love that. I can't stop doing that now that Brandon does this. He goes like this.
Oh, I know. He does it to me. He'll do it to me after he says something that you're like, what did you just say? And he goes,
like, it's a wink and a kiss, a double kiss and a wink.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that so
much. Yeah. Well, he gets what he wants. When he likes somebody, it's
Mary,
not,
he had me rolling.
If someone enters the room, oh. He said, Brandon's not making.
Brandon, you are.
Life is short. Yes. And Brandon's not here to let people be unsure if he's interested.
No. Brandon is does not dabble in wishy washy. He's like you know, and it's yeah. it's so fabulous because I really didn't get to spend any time with him other than the tour.
You're not missing much.
No. Oh my God! But wait. So I did a little thing. Oh, I bought a car.
Oh, let's talk about the vehicle. Car. Beep, beep.
I cannot drive. I have not driven in a while, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not easy if you don't do it all the time.
No, it's not.
Did you forget?
I did. And I live in my apartment has this long, narrow driveway that a gate opens and you pull in, and then my parking spot involves, it's not like an easy in, easy out situation. And I was like, I go in there and it's the car, because it's a new car, and it goes, does that beep, 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 beep. Yes. And also I can't tell if like all the beep sounds, I'm assuming it goes from like, oh, be careful, to watch out, to danger, to you're going to hit something. Or you hit something.
So the first beep doesn't mean
it means like, watch out, be careful. Oh shit, here we go. Like it's that.
Well, you know what that's probably nice for? When you are backing up and you don't know something's there.
Yes, of course. But then you have the camera, which I'm not used to that either. You have to understand, the last time I was driving regularly was in a car, I don't even think it had power steering. So like I was looking behind my shoulder when I was in reverse, okay? I was cranking the wheel, pressing heavy on the gas. It was like a 92
car. Are you
car.
Death of a Salesman?
I'm Willie Loman.
Are you Flowers for Algernon?
Willie Loman driving a Dodge, a 1963 Dodge Charger.
Are you standard streetcar named Desire?
Yeah, I'm Marlon Brando. And I'm the local paper boy's dad.
No, I get it. My last car was a 2008 meeting. Okay. Well, we have to go to a meeting. Okay. Well, it's time for a break anyway. Yeah. And we're coming back and we're talking more about cars.
Cars. It's car talk.
You guys want to see my little prick? Anybody want to see my little prick?
Girl, Varla.
Wait, we came up. Oh my God. Last night at dinner, we came up with a great sketch comedy idea for a sketch. The Haggler. So it's a young woman who goes to an antique, like a flea market, and is trying to haggle on a price of an item. But she's like, the guy's like, how much is that? He's like, it's $25. She's like, how about, you know, he's like, well, how about 20? And then her second haggling point is,
she wheezes on them.
She says, why don't you get some duct tape and tape down your tiny little prick, you fuckless nitwit. And just like.
Oh. I guess you had to be there. I didn't want to be there. You had to be there.
I think it was funny.
We just had to pause the podcast to talk about Trixie and Katya live tour dates that were coming all over Europe and the UK,
all over
Canada,
Europe and the UK,
America.
Canada.
How do you feel? Speak on it, Diva.
I'm tired.
You know, I was just in Canada this weekend though, and I forgot that Canada is beautiful and lovely.
Yeah, everywhere is lit. Everywhere is lovely.
Canada is beautiful and lovely. And I was just in the UK about four hours ago. So
okay.
And to be honest, maybe it's because of COVID. This time in the UK on tour, I was like, it is beautiful here. Uh-huh. It is beautiful. Los Angeles is, we ugly. Like it because we're home. It's fucking horrible.
It's ugly as shit. It's a
look
really
at my
ugly
view
town.
Of a liquor store. Like, what are we doing?
LA is a really ugly town. It has no botanical gardens. Thank you.
It has no botanical. One thing I know about LA, it has no botanical gardens.
You're trying to do a garden tour of LA? Good fucking luck to you, you prickless fuck.
Oh my God. I got to tell you about Canada.
Okay.
I was in Canada Friday.
Oh my God. Wait, 12,000 people.
I flew in for the Just for Laughs Festival. Mm-hmm.
Montreal.
Which is always great.
Yeah.
Last time I flew there, I sat next to Anthony Anderson and Anthony Jeselnik. And
oh, wow.
So cool. And this time I ran into Jessica Kirsten, who I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
The comic, obsessed with her. And I had to do my little set, which was not so little. It was a huge outdoor venue. 12,000 people came. I was just, the managers, all the agent people are there. Mm-hmm. And a confident, cool person would be like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
I was backstage. Absolutely shitting cinder blocks. Terrified.
Yeah.
It was one of those shows where I just wanted to turn and run. I was so scared.
Oh my God.
And then I just went out there, and sometimes you just go out there and then it's a totally different story.
Yeah.
You're nervous backstage and then suddenly gone.
Yeah.
But in the middle of Jesse, people start waving their arms like this to the beat almost. And I go, oh, that's weird. Is this like a...
It's like a hey, my, ho.
No, my mind went straight to like, is this TikTok dancing? It was people like on beat doing this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm singing and I'm watching them and I'm watching them and watching them. And then I hear them very, through my ears, through the everything, I hear them yell medic. And I go, oh shit, somebody collapsed. That's what's happening. So then Jeremy comes up to do his guitar solo during Jesse. And there's this part where it's like a tacit, where it's like, now you see me, now you don't. It's like four counts of just claps. And I was like, okay, the song is quiet right now. I can turn around and scream at the band, stop, because we need to stop. Because what if the paramedics... we need paramedics, and what if they can't hear this person because we're playing?
Right.
So I stop everything in the middle with 12,000 people there, and I'm like, stop. And then I go, do you guys need help over there? Is everything okay? And they're like, we need a medic. So then I yell for the paramedic, and they have to clear a path, and we have to stop the music, stop the comedy, and like, and I'm trying to like,
are you narrating the situation?
Well,
how are you keeping control of the crowd?
I'm trying to keep it light,
okay,
because I don't want to kill the vibe.
But you don't want to kill a person.
I'm like, well, I used to work in nightclubs. You know, I'm ready for anything. I'm trying to like keep it light.
Yeah.
But also don't want to be like, while someone's possibly like dying. G'ing out, I'm like, the difference between New York and LA. You know what I mean? Yeah. It feels inappropriate. Yeah. So then I go.
In LA, we do a lot of G. We don't really lose control at the club. Whatever, it's fine. You guys can't handle it.
So then I'm like, what do you guys need? And they go, somebody yells, we need the paramedic and we need a path. So then I go, you guys make a path, whatever. And
oh my God, you're like, are you going to get the Medal of Freedom?
You know what it was? It was Titanic. Women and children first.
You're literally, you're out there doing your, what is it?
Dr. Manhattan.
Dr. Manhattan.
I was Dr. Manhattan.
Dr. Montreal
in Vietnam.
There. Yeah.
Yes.
Montreal is now a state.
Yes. Yeah. So then they make the path. And then 30 seconds later, somebody else yells, medic.
Oh,
and
somebody, now that's a little too
somebody
much.
Across the crowd. Somebody else collapses.
So then you get out your defibrillator, your EpiPen, your Narcan, you put on your vest and your stethoscope and you go into the crowd and you just start healing people left and right.
I didn't have any of that.
Healing people left.
What I did have was a Mia Pulp Fiction. Mia Wallace.
Adrenaline.
And it didn't have anything in it. It was actually a ballpoint pen. But I had the energy. So
you broke the rib cage.
I crowd surfed to the person, stabbed him in the heart, and then, oop, wrong person. Right. Also, that wasn't a pen. It was a wooden stake. But luckily, it was a vampire.
Yes.
They burst into flames. No. So then I guess somebody else collapsed same time. So my mind thinks if two people collapse at the same time, they must have taken the same drug at the same time, known each other.
With 12,000 people, anything's possible.
But they both collapsed at the same time.
How do you know it was the same exact time?
I don't know.
You don't know. But so the point is you're now a registered nurse.
Well, that's the thing. I got in Canada, it's not an L... What is it? LPN, licensed practicing nurse? LPN?
Nurse practitioner.
Well, they gave me a VPN. Express VPN, yeah. Which is great. Cyber because ghost. Now I can watch porn in Libya. And it's just great. Lydia and Libya. It's Lydia's labia and Lydia. And it's two Leslies named
Lydia. Lords of my Libya.
Yes. And they're just going in. Mousetrap on the clit.
Oh my God.
They love it. They love it. So they love it.
That is wrong.
Honestly, they love
your
it.
Your RN degree is being stripped from you for that.
But it was so crazy. And I didn't know what to do because in nightclubs, when someone collapses or there's security, it usually happens without anyone finding out about it.
Well, it's right. It's like in Killing Eve when she knifed someone in a German nightclub. I mean, course, that's real. That's not real. But you can imagine in a dark room.
Dark room.
Honey, nobody's checking for you in the dark room.
In a dark room.
In a dark room. The room's dark.
The room's dark.
It's totally dark. You can't see nothing.
So then we just, once I kind of figured out what was going on, I kept doing talking comedy because I thought, if I keep playing, what if the person can't hear? What if the person needs to hear the person? Right. So we stopped music for a second, which everyone loved.
Of course, you know, yes, like, love that. Yeah.
So I'm talking, and then I started doing rich people because I was like, oh, this is kind of playing and singing. Anyway, I just didn't know what to do with that many people there. Do you stop or do you keep going?
Did you make those kind of decisions with 12,000 people? I would have crumbled. First of all, I wouldn't have been in front of 12,000 people ever, but
I think you would have been in the crowd collapse.
Yes, I would have been on stage collapse. Get everybody's
attention.
It would
have been like Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
Well, when she collapsed, remember?
Oh, yeah.
When the performer went straight. I mean, that's a nightmare as a performer. Mm-hmm. In drag?
No, that's not a nightmare. That's a dream come true.
Collapsing in drag?
Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Brian. I want to be that person. I would deliver me from this pressure. I want to die on stage.
I know. When you're on stage, I want to die. So it's kind of related in that way. When you're on stage performing, I'm backstage going,
kill me.
That was the worst thing about being in Australia. I'm like, at least in America, I could go take my, I don't know, no driver's license, no ID, go down to Walmart and get 12 shotguns. And
I know.
How many mass shootings there were in America while we were in Australia? It was like 80.
There was a lot.
Do you know how many were in Australia?
Zero. And I wonder it's because they have Komodo dragons and we don't.
Well, I thought, maybe Australians aren't as like, they're maybe more likable. No one's trying to shoot each other.
They're just as rotten.
They're just horrible.
They're just as rotten. They're just as racist.
Everyone's horrible everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was great.
The difference is you can't go get an AR-15 in under like five. You know what? I was talking to Andrew yesterday. I was like, we could go get AR-15s to shoot up an entire town before we get the monkeypox vaccine. That's tea.
I know. Yeah. I saw this TikTok from Heartthrob Rob. Do you follow him? Mm-hmm. Rob Anderson. Is like, this is what it's like to be interviewed to get the vaccine. And the doctor's like, all right, do you like to take heavy loads? And he's like, what? And then the questionnaire.
Get laid out and opened up.
Yeah. And also like, so you're telling me because I'm unfuckable that I can't get a vaccine?
I know. How many, do you currently have 5 to 8 loads in your ass right now?
In the TikTok, he's like, do you have 12 loads in you right now?
Yes. And how many of those loads have gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia?
Well, at first I filled out the survey saying, and yeah. I answered truthfully, and I said, I do not have gonorrhea. I do not have syphilis. But I answered honestly, and I wasn't whorish enough, I guess, even though I was kind of, you know, I looked hot and when I was taking it. And I had the camera on and I figured at least the government who's watching through my iPhone can relay the information. I don't know. It looks really fuckable. So
definitely a super spreader.
Then I took it again a few days later thinking, well, now I'm going to answer like the whore version. This is the R-rated version. I'm going to make myself sound slutty.
Yeah.
Slutty.
Slutty.
And then they said, there's no more available in your area.
Yeah.
And I answered like the pig answers. It was like, I'm sucking loads out of assholes. And yeah. And they were like, we don't have any more. Sorry.
Whatever.
But it's, you know what? For some of us with our current facial situations,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's only one way. The only way is up. Right. Maybe if my face gets covered in scabs, I might like unearth something gorgeous. You know what I mean?
Scars.
Microplaning. Microplaning?
Micropenis?
Microneedling.
Microneedling, yes.
I need microneedling to the bone. I need a new face.
Get a chimpanzee.
Snatch it off. Yes. Snatch it off and throw it on some birch bark and paint some maple syrup over it. Yeah. Someone help me.
Wait, cars.
Cars. Okay, so what car did you end up getting?
I got a Range Rover.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the car that... Remember when Erica Jane said she has a Range Rover and everyone hugs her and cries?
Oh, because it's a
poor car.
It's not a Bentley.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say it's the car that Caitlyn Jenner killed somebody in.
I don't know what vehicle that is.
I don't know what vehicle that was either, but.
That's like when Lisa drove herself to set and she couldn't find the keys to her Rolls Royce and she said she was slumming it and she was in the Range Rover.
Oh my God. The Range Rover, it drives the Queen of England, by the way.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Solid gold.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. But I'm getting used to it. Like I said, the pedals are too sensitive. The steering is too easy. It's like I got a camera.
Oh, because you're used to.
I'm used to like covered wagons.
Yeah.
Covered wagons. Oregon like, Trail.
They gave you the
it's
car.
Like, why am I doing this? I keep like trying to whip the horses, but they're not there.
You have diphtheria. You're like, what's? Yeah. Where's the contaminated water?
I have scarlet fever child in the back seat, just like wasting away.
Well,
like,
you didn't have scarlet fever child, but you had Scarlett Johansson. Yes, she had a light fever. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
You first thing you did is smash out the window of the car, the windshield, and put two pygmy horses up there. Yeah. To pull
I spray painted the little screen that has all the stuff, like the when you're backing out. Who needs that?
No, who needs that? And if you can't afford a Tesla, get a nice little iPad Air.
Yeah.
And mount it with some grip tape.
My nephew made a lovely little painting on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. So I just taped that up on the thing. That's a good
kind of
screen.
Looks like a GPS.
Yeah. It's got an arrow, you know. So
how much was it? Can I ask?
Yeah, it's like $45,000.
I can't tell if that's a lot for a car or a little. I have no concept.
It's not that much.
Okay.
Well, okay. So I'll just give you an idea. Rolls Royce is around $300,000, I think.
Wow.
And about a G wagon is
what's a G wagon?
A G wagon is those boxy Mercedes trucks. You know if you saw them. The boxy trucks that look kind of like army trucks, usually they're all in black and Mercedes. Those run you about, they start around $150,000, I think.
Oh my God.
A BMW 5 Series is going to be about $70,000. Like these are very expensive. Like luxury cars are very expensive. And that's where they start. Then you add on, and then you're adding on the warranties and stuff like that.
How much for like Lamborghini?
Oh, I mean, anywhere from $200,000 to $500,000 to $600,000. These are incredibly expensive cars.
I know that I'm Laura Ingalls Wilder, Sarah Plain and Tall, Morgan Fairchild, but yeah. I didn't know cars could cost that much.
Are you kidding me? I mean, Bentley's, some of them are $500,000. Bugatti's, like I didn't even know that was a car.
Bukakis,
Maseratis are at least $100,000. A lot of these cars.
I thought you just had to work, bitch. Yeah. You want a Maserati? What about? I thought it was just about work. Like you do a shift.
Yeah.
Down at the In-N-Out.
But as soon as you drive them off the lot, they depreciate in value. So like, wow. Do you know what I mean? They're depreciating assets.
It's a lot like babies in that way.
Yeah.
As soon as you get them home from the hospital and they lose that Band-Aid smell,
just baby shit. Yeah. It's crazy. But anyway, so driving in LA is really, really tough.
Where have you been driving around?
A little bit. So I drive into my very long and windy and stressful driveway, and I'm trying to back out. And thank God the building manager is right there because he's got a beautiful old Range Rover. I think it's like a 79, gorgeous little Range Rover. It's like a really wonderful, like antique car, it looks like. And he's like, he tells me how to do it because I don't know how to do it.
He saw you driving. He said, get out of the car.
He's like, I was like, hey, Elliot, I don't think I know how to do this. And he's like, oh yes, yeah, so you got to do this, that, and that. And that never would occur to me. Driving is not second. It's just not a thing I'm used to doing. Plus backing out, I'm telling you, I'm used to doing this. Looking behind me.
Do you trust the, is it hard to, not it's to be to old, trust is it hard to trust the camera?
Yes, it is. It's just.
Wait a minute. Do you have the rear view mirror that is not a mirror? It's a screen?
No. It's a mirror.
Because I think that is crazy too.
That I don't. I like a rear view mirror.
But now people have screens. The rear view is a screen.
That's weird. I don't know. The one thing.
Give me a 92 Corsica.
Give me an Acura Integra.
I want a
1989 Acura Integra.
Did you ever have a family member that had a car phone?
My fucking dad did. In his 95 Saab.
Remember car phones?
Yes.
And that was like space.
He was a businessman. He was like a traveling salesman. So like he had a car phone. It was the Apollo 13. Yeah. My dad is an astronaut. He has a car phone. Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy. And he had his job at the time was $80,000 a year. That was a ton of money. $80,000 in the 90s.
That is a lot of money in the 90s.
It was a lot of money in the 90s. Yeah. But anyways, like that was only a couple of years. And then, but that was, crazy. And I never really, cars in the suburbs is a totally enjoyable experience. Or in the country, big roads, not a lot of traffic, gorgeous vistas.
Cruising,
yeah, cruising, put on Captain and Tennille.
Well, when you live in the, well, this is the thing too. When you live in the country and you spend 30, 40 minutes driving every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's no tea.
It's a different situation than when you live in, let's say Los Angeles, where there's no snow and you're never really driving anywhere more than a few miles.
Yeah. But guess what?
If I lived in the country and I drove a lot, I would just want something reliable and roomy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Versus but, here, get your little toy car and like live your life. Right, right,
right. But when I called, so I was at the dealership and I had to go get insurance and I've never owned a car before. I've never bought a car. And so I called the Progressive insurance lady and she's this like old lady from like South Carolina or something. And she's like, okay, what's your birthday? What's the make of the car? It's like, what's your previous insurance policy? I was like, I've never had one. She's like, excuse me? I was like, I've never had car insurance. She's like, what are you talking about?
Did she think you were a criminal?
She's like, what's your birthday again? Have you ever purchased a car before? And I said, no. And she's like, oh my God.
What?
She's like, I can't. She was utterly, she couldn't believe that I was 40 years old and I've never owned a car before. She could not comprehend it. She was like, she thought I just said, it was basically like I said, I dug up these three bodies from the local cemetery, like tied them together, put wheels on them, and now that's my car. She's like, how did you do that? It's magic. She could not believe it. She's like, how did you get around? How did you get around? Where are you living? What's going on? She couldn't understand it. And then she
had further questioning.
And then she said, well, congratulations, honey. She was like, so she goes,
she's acting like you just got out of prison and you're getting back on the straight and narrow.
No, no. She said, she acted like I got out of prison. I went back to school. I just got married. I had three gorgeous daughters and they all got into school.
And now you're a dental assistant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just became the president of China. Like it was so, she was so proud of me. She was like, it was so crazy.
But you know what? Sometimes it's a pickup you need. Yeah. Now I'm going to call Progressive when I'm sad. And I'm going to say that I was born in 1970 and I've never had insurance.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy. But yeah, so now I'm driving and I don't like it. It's scary, but I listen to my tunes real loud.
Do you?
Oh,
see, that seems unsafe.
Yeah. No, only when I'm if I know where I'm going, but I futzed with the, like, I tried to look up a song and almost hit a car. I'm done.
When I'm running.
I do not text and drive.
You gotta do what I do when I'm running. I go, hey, your name? And I say, play this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't reach in your pocket.
No.
Eyes on the road.
No, eyes on the road. Always. Always.
When people text while driving,
no.
I always say,
stop.
Can I text it for you?
Can I text it for you?
And I'll type it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I add my own little flair.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, bitch. Yeah. Don't try to kill me next time.
I have my own little flair. One thing about me is.
Oh, no.
One thing about me.
Something you might not know about me.
If you're on Twitter.
I'm the kind of person that is.
Yeah, if you're on Twitter and you're saying one thing about me, it's never a redeeming quality.
Oh, I started listening to ASMR again. Can we talk about that?
You like ASMR?
I've experienced ASMR. I experienced that sensation, the ASMR, what that is, the bodily sensation that it is trying to achieve. I experienced that way, 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 way back before YouTube. I had no idea what it was. I thought it was a freak who loved to hear his math teacher drone on to him in a whisper about these problems. And that was all that sensation.
Did it give you a boner?
No, it's not sexual, but it's so good, it rivals the feeling of sexual pleasure. It's such an intense stimulation of the nervous system and that it feels like it's right on par with sexual stimulation, I swear to God.
I mean, there's gotta be something to it or why would they be so popular?
No, there is something to it. It's sensational. It's amazing.
Sometimes
it's
they're
wonderful.
So, the scenarios are so fleshed out though. Sometimes it's like
POV,
ASMR, your boyfriend waking you up in the morning and he's also a vampire.
Yeah,
and it's also Tuesday.
Like it's Tuesday. He just got back from the UPS store to wake you up with these packages. Yeah, but it's great. It's like, hey. But it just provides a framework to improvise in. And it's like, and it grounds it in reality because if I stumbled upon, if I was on YouTube and I said, it was a 55-year-old ugly math teacher is going to teach you more about the quadratic formula, you better believe my eyes and ears would be glued to that video.
I think my version of that is TikTok makeup organization.
Yeah.
Where they put in like clear,
yeah.
I'm sorry to everybody, which is happening. Clear acrylic cases and they have acrylic nails and they're taking compacts and it's like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big love.
Crunch. Big crunch.
I gotta show you. Can I show you something that I found on the internet?
Yeah.
I think of you a lot on the internet. Mm-hmm. I think of you.
Is it the chimpanzee ripping the face off that woman?
No, no. There's a dad laughing at a cake, and I need you to see it. Did you think I was gonna say that?
There's a dad laughing at a cake, and I need you to see it.
The people have a right to know.
Yeah.
I got to listen to this. There's a grandpa, and he's a...
Put your finger. You think you're going to eat it?
He's touching a cake, and he's going to find out it's fake.
It's styrofoam.
I wonder if it's a joke.
It is. It's styrofoam.
Can you believe that? From a styrofoam cake. That was the whole prank. He said, like, get
That's
him
awesome.
Checked out.
Yeah, check him out.
Get your check kids him. Checked out.
Check out that grandpa laugh.
I wrote down a couple of the things I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
Because we haven't talked to each other in a long time.
No.
I love it, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I love being around you. I'm happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. I love not seeing you. And it's sickening. It's sickening. I'm jealous of all your friends when we're on tour who don't ever have to see you. It's sickening. Is that too much?
That's too much.
Okay, well, I got to say, Jinx won Drag Race. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You did it. And then somebody else, I didn't watch the season, but I think somebody else wins something too. Roger won something.
Roger won Best in Show at the Westminster.
The Westminster.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for them. I think we should go. I think we're done.
I think we're probably done too. Listen, come see us in Australia.
No. Oh my, the time traveler's wife right here. The time traveler's wife.
I'm Dr. Manhattan. All time zones are happening at
You're
the
Dr.
same time.
You're Dr. Manhattan.
I need to see a doctor in Manhattan because I got to get an Adderall script and take it back to my Ivy League school and sell them for $2 a pill.
$2, $20.
I learned a lot about Adderall from a documentary called Take Your Pills.
Oh, take your pills, bitch. Take your fucking pills.
Brush your wig and take your pills, honey.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.